following show is of adult nature and is not suitable for persons under the age of 18. It's the Big Show with Roman Laufer. And now, the man who will never be inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame, Roman Laufer.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. That's right, this guy is never getting into the Hockey Hall of Fame. I got nothing. These kids these days can fly. They are fast. They're strong. They're agile. They're quick. These kids are bright. They play hockey at a different level than I was used to. I grew up watching Guy Lafleur, Bobby Orr, some of the incredible greats, Daryl Sittler, Lanny McDonald, Yvon Cornwallé. Who knows those names, right? These guys were awesome. Ken Dryden, Mike Palmateer. I used to play hockey with his cousin in the laneway. Jane and Annette, Toronto. Way back, going way back. That was that's my hockey career. There's no way that that this guy is getting into any Hockey Hall of Fame. But anyways, I want to welcome everybody to the very first Big Show. Sunday, March 17th, happy St. Patrick's Day to all the Irish people out there. Everybody's probably dressed in some green somewhere, liquoring it up, just fucking getting wasted. I'm sure you guys are having a great time. I would be doing the same thing, but I'm here starting the first show. This is something new to me, and I wanted to start off this show with a quick introduction. You probably heard it already a few times. That's me, Roman Laufer. I am a I'm a designer. I am a creative dude. I am an artist. I've been doing it for 20-something years. I do photography. I do some film work. I do some video, things like that. I play a little bit of music. I got some guitars here in my studio. I like to get creative. Have some fun for sure. That's me. So that's kind of what my life has been all about. I've been blessed to work with incredible people. I am still working with these incredible people. My day-to-day has a lot of people around them. One of the things I do want to stress, if you're out there and you're thinking that you're going to do it all on your own, good fucking luck to you, buddy, because you're not. You're going to always need somebody. All of us need somebody to take us to the next level, to take us to the next step. And I am fortunate. I work with some incredibly talented individuals. And I love what I do. And I love the people that I work with. I love my customers. But this was something a little bit different. I've been kind of playing around and monkeying around with this shit. I kind of dabbled around a little bit on YouTube. You know, that's the new university, because that's where all the information lies. I mean, if you need something, if you gotta do some stitches on your leg, if you got cut, ice fishing, you fell on the ice, and you got a nice big 3-inch gash, and you got to try to figure out how to stitch it. You know, you go on YouTube. You probably hit the liquor store at first. And for those of you who are not Canadian, or outside of this country, somewhere on the other side of the world, in Canada, we have our little liquor control board stores. The government runs these babies, and you gotta officially go into these stores to get your spirits. And now I know that we're starting to sell beer and other things in different locations. But anyways, that's what I call it, the LCBO. That's the Liquor Control Board of Ontario, where we're taping this baby. So yeah, if you're out hunting and you take a shot to the arm and you need some stitches, you just go to YouTube. So, you know, YouTube's a fantastic channel. It's not my sponsor here, but I'm giving them an unofficial plug because it's kind of like a university. I mean, you go out there and you can figure out. I mean, if you know how to play guitar, you can search. You can get out there and you can probably figure out how to play a couple of chords after a few minutes on YouTube. If you don't know how to, do something outside, you don't know how to fix your car, well, of course, you YouTube it. So that's what I did. And so I YouTubed how to be a successful big hit podcaster. And here I am, day one, first show. So, I wanted to give this platform a different a try. I wanted to do something a little different. One of the things that we're going to do, I want to reach out to people. My email address is mail, M-A-I-L, at romanlawfer.com. That's mail at romanlawfer.com. I invite you guys to reach out to me. I want to bring bands to the show. I want in. I want to interview people. I want to talk to people who are doing interesting things. If you're doing charities, if you're doing fashion design, if you're a doctor, if you're a scientist, if you got some kind of crazy fucking weird talent that nobody knows about, don't go to YouTube. Come to the big show. I want to talk to you here. I want to interview you. I am intrigued by people like you. One of the things that I do is photography, and I do a lot of street photography. I love connecting with people. I think two things. One, the photography was a way for me to build some of my inner self-confidence just in communicating with people. I think that, you know, everybody from day to day does struggle from some kind of confidence and being able to express their opinions. Some of us do a fantastic job of it, and some of us don't do it. One of the things that I wanted to do with this platform was to exercise that in what I do. I love speaking to people. I love doing that stuff. But to sit here for several minutes of a day and just talk into a microphone and have the confidence to say, hey, you know what, this is cool, this is what I'd like to do, is something that I wanted to try. But anyway, so what I wanted to say was I want to invite people out because I enjoy talking to people. Like I said, with my photography, I connect with a lot of people on the street, and I've always enjoyed it. Then the podcasting kind of came around, and I was like, hey, I'm going to try this out. I want to interview people. I want to bring some interesting guests to the show. One of the other things I want to do is I need a sidekick. Yeah, sidekick. Somebody cool, somebody who wants to have a little bit of fun. For people who know me personally, they know that I am pretty much of a wild guy. I like to have fun. I'll be the first to admit it. I do like to enjoy a lot of concerts. I like to go to a lot of places. I like to take in a lot of different events. I like to experience things. I'm cool about it. I don't get too caught up in it, but when I do have my free time and I do have an opportunity to kind of explore different things, I do like to have a good time, and that's what I want to do with the show. That's the whole reason why I'm doing this. One is to just challenge myself, which I think we need to do every day. It's great for us to try different things, try something that maybe you're afraid of. There's lots of things that people hold back for years, and they don't do it, and then they say it's too late. So for me, I've been looking at this podcasting for quite some time. I've got all the tools now, all the equipment, just a lot of different things. Spend a little bit of time researching it and seeing what has to be done to kind of create the show. And I've got an idea for it, so I do want to have fun with it. I ask you guys to continue to listen, and I look forward to a cool journey with with everybody. And what I do is I want to just give a quick shout out to my son Brady out there somewhere partying today on the day of the green. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, buddy, and to Brooke and David, who are partying on Ezra Street in the big town of Waterloo, because that's what the young folks do right now. They all get lit up. You know, that's what you do. You call it, you get lit. And they probably had a lot of pre's. And, you know, for the people that are like my age, who maybe don't have kids, that are like in their 20s, pre is, you know, a place where you go and you get a little shit-faced before you go out to the big dance, as they call it. But, yeah, so just a shout out to them, and you know, hopefully everybody's having a great time, and everyone's enjoying and being safe on St. Patrick's Day, being responsible. Make sure you don't drink and drive. Make sure you get yourself a cabbie or Uber. You know, it's not worth it. So be responsible. Get your shit together, and don't fuck around. We'll see you soon. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. And I love you guys all. Take care.
This has been brought to you by 2-4 Productions.